We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Fire officials around Southern California today warning of extremely high fire danger for the next 3 days over the weekend as hot weather moves in, especially in inland areas where temperatures could soar above 110 degrees. Riverside County CAL FIRE Captain Richard Cordova tells KNX staffing is being beefed up and crews are on alert in case wildfires break out.
We'll throw tons of equipment, ground and air resources to those locations.
He tells us crews can get to the fires very quickly.
Any of those aircraft throughout California can be on a fire within 20 minutes. And one thing we're also excited about this last couple of years is that we are taking delivery of our new CAL FIRE Hawk. Amazing machine.
Yeah, those helicopters are modified Black Hawk models that can drop around 1,000 gallons of water at a time, nearly triple the amount of conventional choppers. As well as fire danger, state officials are also concerned about the strain on the electricity grid because of the weather. A flex alert has now been called for 4 p.m. this afternoon until 9 p.m. tonight. With midday temperatures expected in the area upwards of 90 degrees in some areas, Jack Hagerman, the Pasadena Humane Society, says if you need to take your dog for a walk this weekend, do the old palm test first. That's where you place your palm on the pavement. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet.
If it feels super hot outside, any surface that's in direct contact with the sun is going to be exponentially hotter. So I think people don't always realize that what their animal, what their pets are touching on the ground is scalding them the way that it does when it gets this hot out.
Yeah, he also says be sure to keep a bowl of cool water handy and refresh it every couple of hours to help keep your pet hydrated. Well, this morning, the CDC relaxed its COVID guidelines for students and teachers returning to school campuses. The public health agency says vaccinated kids and staff do not need to wear face masks while inside buildings. CDC officials say they're confident that this is the correct approach, even with the spread of the Delta variant and the fact that children under the age of 12 are not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccination shots. Andrew Neumer, a disease prevention expert at UC Irvine, tells KNX he thinks this is a good move.
You know, we say vaccines work, and then we say, well, just kidding, you still have to mask. That seems like some sort of cheap trick. You know, if the vaccines work as good as we say they do, this abundance of caution stuff is just not warranted in this case. I think we need to allow people to go maskless. Vaccinated people, I should be clear.
He says he's fully vaccinated and does not wear a mask when he goes to the supermarket. The deal struck for a return to school in the LA Unified School District does still require everyone to wear masks come this fall. For the first time, a homeless survey will be done in a single Orange County district.
The district includes Costa Mesa, Huntington Beach, and several other cities in the area. District 2 Supervisor Katrina Foley tells KNX the money to pay for the count and the audit afterward comes from discretionary funds.
Many supervisors use that for, you know, mail, for coffees with them, and I'm using it for policy matters. And so we're funding this $72,000 for the point-in-time survey and individuals to go out and talk to individuals experiencing homelessness. And then we've hired Moss Adams, a reputable firm, to do a performance audit for us.
The count will begin on Wednesday, and Foley says she'd like to see this expanded to the rest of Orange County. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, they aren't taking down the sprawling tent city that has angered locals in Venice, at least not yet. Right now, L.A. sanitation crews are dealing with another related problem.
People living in these encampments were told to clear out by 7 this morning. When that hour came, nothing happened. Then a couple hours later, the sanitation workers showed up with garbage trucks.
Venice has always had the homeless come out here. It's been occupied by homeless for decades, you know, just not on this amount of scale because of the pandemic and the economic impact. The rich people have a place they can be, and the homeless need a place they can be.
Should they be camping out on the beach in Venice?
Well, it's better than them being in an alley getting themselves all sick and on drugs.
The homeless situation has never been this bad. Never. Put these people where they need to be. There's a lot of disabled people, a lot of, you know, mentally ill people.
It's clear right now, job one, tackling the trash. In Venice, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Two LAX cargo handlers have pleaded guilty to a federal charge of stealing 4 gold bars from a large shipment that was being sent from Australia to New York. The men, both from South LA, admitted in court today they conspired together to take the gold. Could face each up to 5 years in prison when they're sentenced later this year. The FBI wound up recovering the gold bars about 2 weeks after they were stolen.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.